Today's shiur is sponsored by the Virtual Halacha Program, a program to learn halacha at a high level under the auspices of Rav Remenzal, with an option for smicha. Visit vhalacha.com for more information about the Nuzman beginning now, learning Hilchos Shabbos and Basar B'chalav.
We started yesterday the sugyas of yichus and all the different categories of what happens when there is a marriage, the four categories we had in the Mishnah, or lack of marriage, right, depending on which category it was. And now on Samach Zayin Mabez, we are trying to figure out what is the source for the lack of tfisas kiddushin by chayve krisos, meaning category number three in the Mishnah, where the Mishnah said, "Mi she'ein la alav kiddushin, aval yesh la al acherim kiddushin." In that case, so then what is that? The halacha is avlad is a mamzer. So the question is, how do we know that? What's the source of the avlad is a mamzer? But going back a step, how do we know that there is no tefisas kiddushin? Because the Gemara assumes that those two go together. And we mentioned from Rebbe Elchanan, it might not be, even though the pashas is that one causes the other. No tefisas kiddushin causes mamzerus, but really they both might just be a reflection of the status of erva, and that's why the nafka mina could be, as we mentioned, non-Jew, right? Goy, right? Machlokas, 2 days in the two versions in the Gemara and Maseches Yevamos, whether goy haba bas Yisrael, Vlad is akum or Vlad is Vlad is pugum or Vlad is mamzer, right? That was the question. But either way, so we've had the second suggestion yesterday. What is the source? We try to learn it from Achos Isha, and then Achos Isha could not be extended because we said that can't be a makar for Eishas Ish and for Eishas Ach. So now we're up to Rabbi Yonah. Ella, 4 lines from the bottom, Samach Zayinim Abeis, Ella Amar Reb Yonah, V'itema Rav Huna Bereder Rav Yeshua Amar Kra. This is the source. Kol Asher Ya'aseh Mikol HaToevos Va'ela V'dichrusu. At the end of the Parsha of Arayos, they are all grouped together, and they are all called Toeva. They are all called an abomination, all of these Arayos. So they're all put together, v'nichrusu, all the chayve krisus. So Rabbi Yonah says, hokshu kol harayos kulam la'achos isha. All of the arayos are compared to achos isha. Achos isha is one of them listed, and therefore we say, ma'achos isha lo tafsi ba kiddushin. Just like achos isha, there is no tfisas kiddushin. We had a separate source for that, which we learned about yesterday. Av kol harayos kulam lo tafsi ba kiddushin. So too, all arayos, which are compared in this sum up pasuk of the arayos, there is no tfisas kiddushin by all of them. Says the Gemara, Ihachi, if that's true, there's no tefisas kiddushin, so then, afilu nida nami. So what about nida? Nida's listed in this, in the Parsha of Arayos, Alama Amar Abaya. So why do we hold? Meaning, what's the case of nida? Top Rashi, imkidesh pnuya bimei nidusa. If somebody's bekadesh a pnuya, meaning if you're kiddushin with a nida, right? Chupas nida, as we know, it shouldn't work. Shouldn't be kiddushin. And if the person lives with a nida, they have a child, right? Ben nida should be a mamzer. No tefisas kiddushin mamzerus, right? Isn't nida in this world also? Alam amar Abaya, why does Abaya say, hakol modim, and we hold like this, hakol modim bebala nida vala sota she'en avlan mamzer. Why does everybody agree that if somebody is bal a nida or a sota means a woman who is asur labayla, a woman who is mezana, right? We know officially what a sota is, but a sota we know is a suffik, but even if it's a vada, even a woman who was nesera sabayla, she was mezana, ein havlan mamzer. The vlad is not a mamzer in that regard. So ask the Gemara, why isn't nida included in the hekesh to Rabbi Yonah? So the Gemara says, Amar Chizkia, Amar Kra, Usihi, Nidasa, Alav. The nida should be on him. Afilu b'shas nidasa te bahavaya. That's the limit, tehei. Dihiyeh is always a lashon of havaya, is always a lashon of kiddushin being topsim, right? We've had elsewhere, yeshba havaya, right? That means there is tefisas kiddushin. So here too is a special limud that a nida has kiddushin. Okay. A number of points to talk about. First, a smaller point, and that is, if you look, there's an interesting line in Rashi. Rashi says that everybody agrees, bala nida bala sota she'en avlan mamzer. And what does Rashi say? Shaharei adayin kiddushin omdin ba. Because after all, the kiddushin are still there. Kiddushin omdin ba. What is Rashi trying to say? Let's say the case of sota. Right? What would be the example of no tefisas kiddushin? They're married already, right? So what is Rashi saying? Well, they're not unmarried. The fact that there is a znus does not make her not married anymore, right? Adayin kiddushin omdin ba. Rashi is comparing that maybe if you say there is no tefisas kiddushin, so then even if there was a marriage, the marriage should be broken, Right? Because Rashi says that lashon of harei adayin kedushin omdin ba. I mean, it's not Rashi's fault. Rashi is explaining the case of Sota, where they're already married. So what's the Gemara trying to say? Just compare it on the level of mamzerus? Okay. But the Gemara's context is also about tefisas kedushin. So maybe Rashi is telling us that if there is no tefisas kedushin, if you could come up with a case, you know, most cases you can't, a sister you could never be married to, but if you could come up with a case of a marriage that is intact, and then afterwards something happens that there should be no tefisas kedushin, so then you would say that the previous marriage is broken. But you don't say that, right? That's the line that Rashi seems to, how he seems to explain the Gemara. The larger issue here, though, and it might be the Havamina and the Maskana here of the Gemara, and that is Nida in the world of Arayos. Is Nida one of the Arayos? That's the question that the Rishonim already deal with a little bit, and that's behind what the Gemara is asking here. What about Nida? If you're comparing all the Arayos, what about Nida? And La Maskana, we know that Nida is different. Nida, there's no mamzeris. There is tefisas kiddushin. So why is that? Is that because it really is an exception to the rule, but it is part of the rule in lamdas, conceptual? Or no, it's not arayos. Nida is not one of the arayos. So this is a question in various areas of halacha. Rabbi Yosef Engel puts this together a little bit. We'll have a couple of Rabbi Yosef Engels today in Asvin Daraisa, where he deals with, in Klal Chaf Aleph, he deals with two issues regarding Nida. Number one, where should Nida be categorized? Is it more Isser V'Heter? Is it more Tumah V'Tahara? That's the question. So in Shulchan Aruch is in Yaradeya. Why? Because there is no Shulchan Aruch on Tumah V'Tahara. So you can't be Madaik anything from the fact that the Shulchan Aruch has it, because nowadays there's only an Isser V'Heter element, because we don't have Tumah V'Tahara. But let's say Bizman HaMikdash. Where would we put it? Bizman HaMikdash, Beis Hashem, we have a category of Tumah V'Tahara and not just Isurim. So where would we put Nida? In the Rambam, it's in two places. Right? The Rambam has it in Isurei Bia, Halachas of Nida, but the Rambam also has it in Shara Avos HaTumah. Right? What does he have? In the category where he talks about the Mechusrei Kapara. Zav, Yoledes, Betzora, Nida, Avatoma. The Rambam talks about it in one of those areas of halacha. So what is the Iker identification of Nida? That's his first question. With various sources given, fascinating. This is a classic Asvid Daraisa here in Klal Chafalov. It's only a page and a half. But he quotes Gemaras, and he quotes the Sefer Kuzari, and he quotes the Aderes Elio, the Gra and Shoftim, which we have mentioned before, where the Gra says, where the Pasuk says in Parsha Shoftim, Bein Dam Ladam, Bein Din Ladin, Bein Nega Lanega, where the Gra says all of Halacha could be split up into three categories. Every time you go ask a question to a Rav, you're going to get one of six answers. One of six answers. There's no other answer. Asur Mutter, Tamei Tahar, Pater Chayev. One of those six answers. Right? Most things today are Asur Mutter. Right, most of them, right? If you go to a Dini Mamanis, it's going to be Chayev or Pater. But those are the six answers, because he says all of Torah is split up into three areas. Six, which are three Halakim. Tahar Tame, Aser Mutter, Chayev Zakai. Bein Dam Ladam, that's Iser Mutter, Kadei Latari Shalabayla. Bein Din Ladin, that's Dini Mamanis, Degan Lanega is Tame and Tahar. But the Gra puts Iser Labayla in the first one, Bein Dam Ladam, which is Isser V'Heter. So he quotes that Aderes Elio, put together by the Talmidim of the Gra on Chumash, or the Kuzari. Either way, that's all one question, where you would put Nida. And along the way, he also deals with the question of whether Nida is Arayos or not. Would the principle of Ein Davar She'Be'er V'Pachas Mishnayim apply to Nida? Right, that's a question. He says, Kvar Dibur Achronim Misafik Zeh. And he says, there's a discussion, right, Big Nafkamina. Is it Arayos in the world of Yaharig Valyavar? Right, there's a question of Nida Labayla. There's a question and discussion in Yaradeya, in Simin Kuf Tzadakei, in Hilchas Halachos of Harchakos. Would we say Yaharig Valyavar for some of the Harchakos between a husband and a wife for Isser Nida? So we would say, of course not. What are you talking about? This person's life's in danger. But remember, Gili Arayos is one of the big three. So is Nida, certain context of Nida in the world of Gili Arayos? That's a question. It's a question. And also, he quotes a Gemara we had at the beginning of Gittin. Amazing. You read this Gemara, you think it's an Agadata. The Gemara in Gittin Davav. The Gemara says, Kalamata Lemi Yisera B'toch Beso. Remember the Gemara, if anybody instills too much fear in their house, it could lead to terrible things. It could lead to the Gimel Averis. Gili Arayos Shvichas Damim Chil Hashem. How could it lead to Gili Arayis? Rashi there, Gin Davav. Kishemagia Zman Tfilasa, Ba'es Tzina, Vihi Yerea Lomar, Lo Tavalti. Umisham Shaso Nida. Right, but it's very cold outside. A woman's not going to be able to go to the mikvah. She's going to be too scared to tell her husband the truth that she didn't go, and she'll end up living with him when she is a Nida. But that's called in the Gemara, as Rashi explains, a Gili Arayis. So, again, this is a major topic that is discussed. But already, Rabbi Yosef Engel quotes a few sources, but it's in the Rishonim already. Yevamis daf beis. First daf in Maseches Yevamis. The Gemara there, the Mishnah there discusses, as we know, let's say there is a situation where there is an Isser Kares, one of the Tsaris. Right, Reuven and Shimon are brothers. Shimon is married to 10 different women. One of them happens to be Reuven's daughter. Fine, he's married as his niece. Shimon dies. So now what? So Reuven has to do Yibam. They die without children. But because one of the women is Asura to him, because it's his daughter, so they're all off the hook. Fine. But you'll go by, the Mishnah says, you go by the moment of Shimon's death. Let's say Shimon had divorced his wife, Reuven's daughter, a month before he died. Right at that moment, so then you say that there is a Zika for all the other women. What if one of these women die a week later? So then there's still Pater, because you go by the moment of the Nefila. Ask Tosfos, what happens if one of the women is a Nida when the brother dies? There's an Isser at that moment, so why don't you say that Nida, if a woman is a Nida when her husband died, that there is no Zika Liibum and a kipata the tsaris v'chulu. That's Tosis's kasha. So Tosis gives an answer, but the Tosis Arash adds in one line to that answer. That need is different. That basically the answer has to be need is different. It's a different type of arayos. Why? What's the difference? The difference is that this erva, if you would call this, shouldn't even call it an erva. This woman is also to the whole world. Arayos, as we know in category 3 in our Mishnah, Arayos is usher to certain people and not usher to other people. That's how it's different than category 4 in the Mishnah we had. Right, it's category 3. But the Tosfos Arash adds in one line. The Yesh Lomar, Delo Yalfina Nida Me'achos Isha, Kemo Shar Arayos. You can't learn Nida like other Arayos. Shoha Isra Omid Al Yavim Tfei Me'al Shar B'nei Adam. By other Arayos, the Yavim has more Isu, it's more also to the Yavam. Aval Nida, Lukuyama Asura. Velo Mikri Erva. That's the line that the Tosfos doesn't have. Velo Mikri Erva de'ena Asura Mishum Kurva. Wow, so says the Tosfos Arash that it's not even Erva. Maybe not in the world of Arayos. So that could be, that's part of our Shakla Vitaya here. The Gemara asks, what about Nida? Maybe the Gemara's Havamina is that it should be in the world of Arayos. Kamash Valan, there's a Pasuk. It's Arayos, but, or it's not even in the normal world of Arayos, that is Tosfos and the Tosfos Arash in Yevamis. The Rambam also discusses this implicitly, just to read you one Rambam, and then we'll continue. The Rambam in Hilchas Yisurei Bia. The Rambam in Perek Chaf Aleph, Halacha Dalid, the Rambam says. And there are other places. The Rambam talks about Yichud elsewhere. The Rambam, I will just read you this one. Perek Chaf Aleph of the Rambam is all about Harchakos. Harchakos of Nida and husband and wife. Right, that's the Chaf Aleph is the famous Rambam where he talks about Lo Sikrivu L'Garalos Erva, right, the Isser of Shomer Negia, the Isser of not being Shomer Negia is an Isser Daraisa, according to the Rambam. Lo Sikrivu L'Garalos Erva, that's the Rambam here, Perek Chaf Aleph, Halacha Aleph in Hilchot Yisurei Bia. So in that Perek, he discusses Isserim of Histaklus and other issues, and he says, Umutu La'adam La'habit Be'ishtok Shinida. It's mutter for a person to look at his wife and see his wife when she is a nida. V'af al pi shehi erva, says the Beferish. Even though she is an erva, v'af al pi sheish lo hanoas leiv b'ri'iyasa. Even though the husband enjoys looking at his wife, again, it shouldn't be in a way where he will come to do dvar masurim. But you know, it means, and this is what the Shulchan Aruch also quotes, that the wife doesn't have to go into another room to get into pajamas. Right? As husband is allowed to see his wife. When she is Anita. And there's a difference between re'ia, histaklus, all the different verbs, and even in English, seeing, gazing, looking, all the different verbs that we have discussed elsewhere. But the Rambam says it's mutter, but he says he calls her an erva. Why? Hov hi muteris halachar zman, eino ba bazel ledavar michshol. Avalo yischak velo yekal rosh ima shema yargo la'avera. But you shouldn't do something that is inappropriate that could lead to inappropriate behavior. But that's the Rambam. The Rambam calls Beferish, calls Anida an erva. Again, a big topic. but we will not continue. Again, a nafkamina is Yahari Valyavar. Another nafkamina could be, you know, the other issues that are, the reverse of angle. Again, I'm not going to go back into it. In Devashiva Erva, there are other nafkaminas that are discussed. Okay, let's continue. So the Gemara says, so what did we just prove? Baruch Hashem, we have a source for the lack of Tfisas Kiddushin by Arayos, with Nida being an exception to the rule. The Gemara does mention elsewhere that it's a chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You know, if every product of an Isha Nida was a mamzer, forget it. You know, how could there ever be a Baal HaShuva? How could there ever be, people who come back? There'll be so many more mamzerim in the world. Right, the Nida. So that is why Baruch Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has Rachmanus, and the Halacha has Rachmanus, so to speak, that there is no issue in this. There is no issue in this regard. Okay, did we mention yesterday about the Rav Moshe, or a couple of days ago about the Rav Moshe, about the Ben Hanida? Maybe we'll get to that a little bit later. Okay, we'll get to it later. Actually, it's today. Okay, says the Gemara, Michdi. Let's see. Ika la akusha lenida, v'ika la akusha l'achos isha. Says the Gemara, okay, we have two models. We have achos isha, which is a model of krisas, no tfisas kiddushin, yes mamzerus, and we have a model of nida, of yes tfisas kiddushin, no mamzerus. Right? So why do you compare my chazis to makshas lehu l'achos isha, aksha lenida? Right? Why do you compare it to achos isha, compare it to nida? So, oh, by the way, the Rambam's Shita of Nida that we discussed at length earlier in the Masechta is not about Kiddushe Nida. It's about Chupas Nida. Right? Kiddushe Nida definitely works. That's what our Gemara is saying. The whole Shita of the Rambam, different than others, is Chupa. Because if you remember, Chupa, what is Chupa? Kiddushin is Kesef Shtar Obia. Right? And you can't do Kiddushe Nida with a Kiddushe Bia with a Nida, that's an Isakaris. But the other Darkei Kiddushin. But Chuppah, that's where the Rambam says you can't do it with a Nida. You can't perform Chuppah with a Nida because of the explanations that we have given earlier, all the different days of what Chuppah is. That's the Rambam's Lashon of Logamri Kiddushin Adayin, where the Rambam says if by a Chuppah's Nida. But all other Rishonim say even a Chuppah can be done. Okay, but back to the question. So why do we compare all our Rayos to Achos Isha and not to Nida? So the Gemara says, Kula, the Chumra, the Chumra, Makshinan. When you have a choice of Kula and Chumra, so that we compare it on the Chumra level. And what's the Chumra in this case? The Chumra is to say there is no marriage and there is Mamzeris. Right? That is how Rashi and Tosas explain the Gemara here. To make L'chumra, La'asos Havlad Mamzer, Shah Mamzeris Tluyin Bekidushin. That is the Chumra that is applying here. Because Tosas asked the question, maybe it's a Chumra for her to be Machmir, to be married, so she's usher to the whole world. Maybe that's a Chumra. Stosa says in Dibur Baschal Chumra v'yishlomer da'adaraba Chumra hu lomer de lo tafsi ba dimitol kachana omer davlad mamzer. That's more. There is obviously a Chumra element when she's married, but this is the halacha l'chumra makshinan. And again, this is a discussion in Tosfos. Tosfos here, Tosfos Bava Kama and the Achronim. What type of mida is this? Mida shatar nidrashas bohen l'kula l'chumra. You're not sure, so l'chumra makshinan. Is that mishum safek? You're not sure what to do, so it's just part of the rule of Safik Daraisa L'chumra? You're not sure how to darshan this, so just go L'chumra Makshinan. Is that what this principle means, or no? Even if you, it's not a Safik, it's a Din Vadai. And that's what it seems to be by many sources in Shas, that you might even give a punishment based on it. L'chumra Makshinan is a Din Vadai. And again, Rabbi Yosef Engel quotes all the sources in Asvin Daraisa, the page before, in Klal Yud Ches, where he discusses this principle of kula l'chumra l'chumra makshina, that just like all other midos shatar nidrashas bahen, it's a din vadai. You have a gzeira shava, you have a hekish, you have a binyan av, you have a klalu prat, you have ribo miyed, you have all of them. It's not mishum safek. Chazal used those principles in order to interpret and decode the Torah. So too, l'kula l'chumra l'chumra makshina, right? That's why the Rabbeinu Tam's Lashon in Tosfos and elsewhere, mida hi batara. It's a mida. It's one of the ways that we darshan, and therefore it would be a din vadai, not just a din safek. Okay, so that's answer number one. Why do we compare to achos isha? Because the kula l'chumra l'chumra makshina. Period. Rav Acha bar Yaakov Amar. So now we have Rav Acha bar Yaakov. Who? What is Rav Acha bar Yaakov talking about? So let's say the pashtus is, this is now another suggestion for the source in general that we have been looking for lack of Tfisas Kiddushin. Maybe he's going back on that question. Maybe it's a Kavachomer from a Yavama who's waiting for Yibum. Uma Yavama Shibalav, Yavama Lashuk is an Israelav. Lo Tavsi Bakidushin, there is no Tfisas Kiddushin, right? Not according to what we hold. But according to some of the Tanoim, there is no Tfisas Kiddushin, Chayve Misus, the Chayve Krisus, lo kol shekein. So if you have Chayve Misus or Krisus, surely they shouldn't have Tfisas Kiddushin. Says the Gemara, Ihachi, Shar Chayve Lavin Nambi. So all Chayve Lavin should not have Tfisas Kiddushin, right? We don't hold that way. Right, all Tfisas Kiddushin, all Chayvei Lavin should be compared to Yavama Lashuk. So Amar Papa, Chayvei Lavin Behed Yiksiv Behu. Now Chayvei Lavin Beferish, there's a limud that they are included. Ki Tihiyena La'ish Shtei Nashim, Ha'achas Ahuva Va'achas Nua, the Pasuk in Kiseitse. A man has two wives, one beloved and one hated. And the Parsha continues and says, you can't give, the father cannot show favoritism to the younger son. Right? He has to give the double portion to the Bechor. But the Torah, as background to that case, says two wives, one hated, one beloved. Why does that make a difference? Would there have been a Havamina that if a person loves his wife, a certain wife more, the wife that gave birth to the younger child, you'd be able to give the Bechor? Mitzad Hashem, what difference does it make? So why does the Torah say Ahuva and Snua? So Ella, Ahuva, Ahuva Benisu Eha. Snua, Snua Benisu Eha. It must be beloved and hated in the marriage, meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves kosher marriages and hates illegal marriages, non-halachic marriages. The Kamarachmana, Kisihiena. And the Torah starts off by saying Kisihiena, which as we said is always a lashon of Havaya, a lashon of Tfisas Kiddushin. So you see, there are Tfisas, there is a type of marriage that is Ba'avera, that has Tfisas Kiddushin. So that's why we include Chayvei Lavin from there. And we only exclude one of the Chayvei Lavin, that's Yavam Alashuk, that is, again, a Shomeris Yavam, according to those opinions that say that that one has no Tfisas Kiddushin, right? Rav Hamnuna, right? I think Rashi quotes it here, right? Rashi quotes Rav Hamnuna from Yavama Sir Gimel. Minai Shein Kiddushin Tov Sabi Yavama, Dechsiv Lo Sia, Eishas Hameis Achutza, Lo Tia Ba Havaya Lazar. So that's a separate din. Okay, so what do we have from Maskana so far? That Chayvei Lavin have Tfisas Kiddushin, no Mamzeris, while Chayvei Misus Vikrisus have no Tfisas Kiddushin, yes Mamzeris, with one exception to the rule. So now the Gemara says, well, wait a minute. Ula Rabbi Akiva da Amar Ein Kiddushin Tofsin B'Chayvei Lavin. According to Rabbi Akiva, that he does learn Chayvei Lavin from, and compares them to Chayvei Misus, Chayvei Krisus. That there is no Tfisas Kiddushin, and there's Mamzeris. Right, the Mishnah Yivamas Memtes. So Kitiyana B'may Mokim. What does he use the Psukim Kitiyana L'Ishvor? There has to be, like we just explained, Snua and Ahuva, there has to be some type of marriage Ba'avera that has Tfisas Kiddushin. So according to Rabbi Akiva, how does he learn those psukim? What marriage is that talking about? If he holds all Chayvei Lavin do not have Tfisas Kiddushin. So the Gemara says, B'almana L'Kohen Gadol. Even Rabbi Akiva would agree that Almana L'Kohen Gadol has Tfisas Kiddushin. Ukarev Simoi, the Tanya of Simoi Omer, Minakol Haya Rabbi Akiva Osa Mamzer, Chutz Mi'almana L'Kohen Gadol. Rabbi Akiva says there's Mamzeris and no Tfisas Kiddushin by all Chayvei Lavin except for Almana L'Kohen Gadol. Special din, Shari Amr Torah, Lo Yechalel, Chilulim Osev Ein Osa Mamzeris. Special din, Lo Yechalel Zaro. So we learn from there that his Zera would only be Chalal, his Zera would not be Mamzerin. Special din, again, that is the Isra of Almana L'Kohen Gadol in general has different dinim. This is one of them, according to Rabbi Akiva, we don't even paskin like, but there are other differences in dinim also. We'll get to that. We discussed a little bit yesterday about Kiddushin with Chayvei Lavin. We discussed the machlokes between the Chinuch and the Ritva. But just to give you another example of a unique din, the Rambam in Hilchos Isurei Bia, Tesvav Beis, the Rambam says, Echad Mamzer Shenasa Yisraelis, O Yisraeli Shenasa Mamzeres. Right, Chayvei Lavin, a Jew marries a mamzer. Kivan sheba'alu achar kiddushin lokin. The Rambam says, once there's a bia after kiddushin, lokin. Meaning, what does the Rambam say? If somebody is mekadesh a mamzeres, but never lives with her, kidesh velo ba'al, eino loke. The Rambam holds, just kiddushin, no malchus. What about the opposite? Ba'al velo kidesh, Einan Lokin Mishum Mamzeris. The Rambam says, just Bia, without Kiddushin of Chayvi Lavin, there's also no Kiddush, no Malkus for that Isser. And here's the Rambam's line. She'ein l'cha b'kol Chayvi Lavin, mishaloka al bi'ila below Kiddushin, Chayvi Lavin. They don't get Malkus for just Bia without Kiddushin, only, except, Kohen Gadol ba'almana, Kemoshe Yisbayer, as is explained elsewhere. The Rambam says it's the only one. All other Chayvei Lavin, they're Averis within the framework of Kiddushin. That's how they're looked at. Chayvei Lavin doesn't just mean, it's not just an Isser Bia, it's an Isser Bia in the context of Kiddushin. That's the Rambam Shita. The Ravid argues, Ein Zeh Mechuvar, the Kashele Mamzeres, the Elonaris, the Parachasam. Right, he quotes there. The Ravid has a problem with this. But that's just another example where we see Amana the Kohen Gadol might be unique. We'll eventually come back to that Rambam in the fourth parak. But let's continue now. So again, the Gemara asks, according to, we have a source in Parshas Kiseitse that there's some type of marriage ba'avera that has tvisas kiddushin, so we hold all chayvi lavin. What about Rabbi Akiva? So he says, I'm on the Kohen Gadol, like Rabbi Simai says. Good. Chilulin osev ein osev mamzeris. Says the Gemara, wait a minute, but there are other views of how expanded Rabbi Akiva Shita is. Ulu Rabbi Yeshev of... There's a question how to pronounce that name, so we'll pick one way. Rabbi Yeshiva of the Amar Bovin at Savecha Akiva ben Yosef. Rabbi Yeshiva who says, let's scream at Rabbi Akiva. Shahaya Omer, Kol Shein Lo Bia Bi Yisrael Avon Mamzer. Rabbi Akiva holds in Rabbi Yeshiva's view that any Kiddushin Ba'avera, the Vlad is a Mamzer. So what does he mean by that? So ha nichal Rabbi Yeshiva, ila afuke midi Rabbi Simoi kaasi. If Rabbi Yeshiva is just adding in one more case, more than Rabbi Simoi, then shopper, that everything still works out well. Because he would include one more case, but there are still other cases that even Rabbi Akiva would agree the child is not a mamzer. He's saying something adding on to the previous view of Rabbi Akiva, but not he's not saying an objective, absolute statement. Then things would still work out, as the Gemara is going to explain. Ela e taima denafshe kamar. But if you say that Rabbi Sheva is just making a blanket absolute statement, anytime Rabbi Akiva has anytime there's a marriage bavera, Rabbi Akiva says there's a mamzer. Via filu chayve ase, even chayve ase, where the Torah does not use a lashon of los ase, it's just chayve ase. Who are you supposed to marry? Right, mitzri. You can marry the third generation, but my mukimla then was stuck back to the question. Rabbi Akiva has to have some case where there's a marriage ba'avera that there is tvisas kiddushin. Kisiena la'ish, shtei noshim. What does he do with that pasuk? So if you say the more limited view of Rabbi Yeshiva is Rabbi Akiva, fine. But if it's absolute, aren't we stuck? So Gemara says, no, there's still one case. There's still one case that even Rabbi Yeshiva's more expanded view of Rabbi Akiva would allow one case of avera to still have tvisas kiddushin. What's that? Bibeula l'Kohen Gadol. We know there's a mitzvah asay for a Kohen Gadol to marry a besula. Besides the fact that he's not allowed to marry an almana, but even let's say she's an almana besula, then you're not violating the mitzvah asay of beula. But if it's just a beula, so then that is an iser asay. Umayshna, why would that be different than the other chayve asay? Right, mitzri adomi. Why would that be more kal? Mishub dahavid le'asay sheino shaveh bakol. Because it's an assay that doesn't apply to all Jews, only applies to the Kohen Gadol. Once you have an assay that only applies to certain Jews and not all, that makes it weaker in halacha. And therefore, that's the one that Rabbi Akiva would agree that even though it smacks of an avera, it is an avera, but still there would be tvisas kiddushin in that case. Period. Okay, so we saved Rabbi Akiva how he would interpret the pasuk. V'rabbanon, adumuki la b'chayve la v'nukme b'chayve asay. So what's that? Let's go back to the Rabbanon. Remember, we said the Rabbanon say all chayve lavin have tfisas kiddushin, based on the pasuk of kisiyan alish. Why do we have to include so much for them? Maybe we should only include chayve asay in the pasuk of tfisas kiddushin. And they should learn chayve lavin from the other cases that do not have tfisas kiddushin. So the Gemara says, no. Hani chayve asay b'mayninhu. What's the case in the pasuk? Remember, kisiyana lo nashim. One is ahuva, one is snua. So you have to have two women that are somewhat comparable, because the Torah starts off by saying shtei nashim, but one's bavera, one's not bavera. So what's the case? Says the Gemara. You're trying to say that it only is talking about chayve asay? So what's the case? Ishtei and Mitzrios, Shtei and Nesuos. If they're both Mitzri women in the first two generations, so they're both Sinuos. I achas Mitzris v'achas Yisraelis. If one is a Mitzris and one is a Yisraelis, Shtei Nashim me'am echad be'inan. So that wouldn't work, because Shtei Nashim, introductory phrase in the Torah, compares them. They have to be from the same nation. I b'ulo l'kohen gadol, miksiv kitiyena l'kohen. It says la'ish. So it's not only talking about a Kohen. So basically, says the Gemara, we're stuck. We wouldn't be able to just limit the pasuk to chayvei asei. That's why we also include chayvei lavin. And finally, finishing up, Rabbi Akiva bal karchech. Rabbi Akiva has no choice. Right? He has to learn that, talking about Amana l'kohen gadol, and an ahuva, and a woman who's just a regular Jew. It's a little difficult. The Gemara says, okay, it's difficult. He leaves over the pasuk, which is difficult, and has to learn it in how he himself learns it, even though it's difficult. He has to do that because of his own halachic shita. Okay, so we finished. We got through what the source is for E Tfisas Kiddushin. Once we're talking about that pasuk of Kisiyana L'ish Dei Nashim, so it's important to... worthwhile to mention the Gra. The Gra in the Kol Eliyahu, we mentioned Aderes Eliyahu before, in the Kol Eliyahu, he discusses that those psukim in Kiseitse. Again, what does the pasuk say? A person has two wives, and one is Ahuva, one is Snua, and they have children, the Ahuva and the Snua, and the Ben Abachar is to the Snua, and the pasuk says, lo yuchal avakers ben Ahuva, huva penes Snua Bachar. He's not allowed to give the Ben Ahuva the Bechor. Ask the Gra four questions. Number one, why would you think that he could? There's a halacha of firstborn. So why would you have any havamina that you'd be able to violate the halacha of not giving the Bechor a double portion? Number one. Number two, the pasuk starts off by saying, V'yoldu lo banim ha'ahuva ve'hasinua. Would makes it sound like the Ahuva had the firstborn. And then it changes, Vahaya ben abachar lasnia. So the psukim give different impressions about which is really the firstborn or not. Number three, why does the Torah call her a snua if there's an isur daraisa of losisa zachicha bilvavecha? You're not allowed to hate a fellow Jew. Well, the Torah is just saying what the reality is. And number four, why does the Torah have to emphasize and give a reason? Ki hu reishis ono, lo mishpat ha-bechora. Right? Why does the Torah have to give a reason? Parenthetically, lo mishpat ha-bechora, that's what the Ramban calls Rashi in his Akdama to Chumash. He says, Rashi, lo mishpat ha-bechora, he's the Bechor. So he has a whole poem about Rashi. But either way, the Gra asks these four questions. Says the Gra, let me tell you the case that the Torah is being Merames to. And this is the case. He says, Ruvain marries a woman and divorces her after a couple of weeks. Chmana litzlan. Don't get along, couple of, it just wasn't meant to be. After a couple of weeks, he divorces her. Then he marries a second woman. And wonderful. 7 months later, 8 months later, the second woman that he married has a baby. A month later, the first woman that he had married has a baby. They're both from him. So let's think about this. Which is the Bechor? The Ahuva is the one that he's married to now. The Snua is the one that he has already divorced. That's why she's called the Snua, because he divorced her. Says the Gra. That's why the Torah gives both impressions. He impregnated the Snua first, but the Ahuva one was born first. So which is the Bechor? Which is the Bechor? Says the Gra. And there's a question, the footnotes in the Kol Eliyahu here. He talks about what we hold, the Maskana, about this. But what does the Gra say? The Snua is the Bechor. Lo yuchal avakeres ben ha'ahuva, you go by Reishis Ono, his first seed, which was the Snua, even though he was born second. That's the Bechor. Okay, we're not getting into Lamaskana Lamaisa, but that is how the Gra answers all the questions. There's a little Bechorness of both, and that's why there would have been a Hava Mina for you to give it to the Ahuva, the Ben Ahuva, because he was born first, and that's why it's not Lo Sisa Zachicha, he divorced her. That's why the Torah calls it the Snua. And that is why it emphasizes the reason. That's a classic Gra coming up with a case to explain all of the pashas of the psukim. Okay, so we are up to the two dots. Samach Chesmar Aleph. Here we go. So now we're up to category number four. Category number four in the Mishnah that we had back on Daf Samach Vav Amid Beis. Says the Gemara, "Call Mishain lo Allah v'chulu." So how do we know now? How do we know that Shifcha Kananis and Agoya and follows the mother? Havlad Kemosa. Shifcha Kananis binala namar avuna amar kra shvulach and poma chamar am hadomet lachamar. Talking about an Eved at that time, right? The Eved of Avraham. He says, wait here with the Chamar. What do you have to say with the Chamar for? So what do we need that phrase for? So we say, they're compared to Chamar in terms of Yichus. Chas v'shalom. Jews don't look at, Avadim as animals. But in terms of halachic status and Yichus, Am HaDomel HaChamar, an Eved Kenani has the least Yichus. Even, if we might add, even less than a guy. Even less than a full non-Jew. Right, where do we have that? We have that back a couple of days ago, if you remember, on Samach Beis Mabeis, in the sugya of Davar Shelo Bala Olam. We said, even according to the opinions that might say, La'achar She'ez Gayer, even if that would work, but La'achar She'tish Tachri wouldn't work. Why? Because the Gemara had the amazing line, where is it, Samach Beis Mabeis here? The Gemara says, Hasa Me'ikar Behema V'hasha Das Acheres. Remember that line. It's a totally different world. Totally different world. And therefore, the Tosfos Ri HaZaken there had said, Birya Chadasha. Even more than non-Jew to Jew. Right? That's what the Gemara says here. Amadam Alachamar. It's totally different. And therefore, there is no Yichus. And therefore, it follows her. Fine, I find that there's no Tfisas Kiddushin. Vlada Kamosa Minalan. How do you know that the Vlad follows her? Head of Vlad Kamosa, the baby is not Jewish. Da Amakra Ha'isha Viladea Tiela Donel. Because we know by a Shivcha Kananis, we know the Psukim in Mishpatim, the Adon is allowed to give an Eved Ivri a Shivcha Kananis, and when he sets his Eved Ivri free, the children stay with the master. Right? The children stay with the master, and therefore, that's how you know, that the children follow her. Fine. Nachris minalan. How do you know that by a full non-Jew minalan? Right? It's ironic. You might think that an Eved Kenani at least has mik ischayev and mitzvahs keisha, miksas kedusha. Right? So you might have thought that an Eved Kenani is closer in the world of Yichus than a non-Jew. But the Gemara is saying, is machadish. No. The world of non-Jew, within the world of non-Jew, there's Yichus. There's Yichus in the world of non-Jews. Right, there's Gili Arias in the world of non-Jews. But Eved Kenani is like, because it's like in the middle, it's worse. And Eved Ein Lo Yachas, and he's not related to anybody, because he's half Jewish, and he's, right, that's why it makes it more difficult, ironically. So, Nachris Binal, and how do you know by a Nachris, there's no Tfisas Kiddushin, Amar Kra, Lo Tischatein Bum. You cannot marry them. So, we assume that means not only you shouldn't, but you can't. Lo tischatin bam, Rashi on top. Lo, second line. Lo tia lecha bam, toras chitun. It's impossible. You can't marry them. And there's an interesting quote in the name of Reb Chaim. Number a couple of mafarshim say, the Reb Chaim is mochiach, that the reason that kedushin aren't tofsin by an eved and a shivcha are not because they're not Jewish. Because if they're not Jewish, then what do you need separate sources for an Eved Kenani and a Goy? Right? You could say, if Eved Kenani is Mufka, then Kal v'chomer a Goy, like we were just talking about. So the fact that there's no Tfisas Kiddushin is not because there's a Chisaron Yahadus, but it's just because a special din, a din miyuchad, that there's no Tfisas Kiddushin by a Nachris. Right, muchach she'ein tovsin kiddushin be'eved v'shivcha ein zeh mishum chazor niyados el din mesuyam be'eved she'ein tovsin b'kiddushin hanilma me'amadim al chamar, and the same thing by a goya. Even though they're mufka, but Reb Chaim says, why don't you say a kal v'chomer then? It must be a special din, and not just based on the fact that they're not Jewish. Good. When we have something like this a couple weeks ago, right? That we had at the beginning when we were trying to learn shlichus. Right, we discussed in the beginning of the second parak whether you need a pasuk to tell me that an akum is mufka from shlichus or it's svara. Right, they're not betoras. Right, this is also a similar idea. You might say misvara, they're not betoras marriage. But what's the answer? They have the world of ishus within themselves. So that's why you need a separate makar. You need a separate makar when you try to cross. So then rachman al etzlan, there would not be any tvisas kiddushin. So the gemara continues. Ashkachna delotapsi ba kiddushin. Vlad kamosi minalan. So far, there's no tfisas kiddushin. How do you know the Vlad follows her? How do you know if a Jew, Rachman al Islan, lives with a non Jewish woman that the child is not Jewish? Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mishur of Shema Yochai. This is it, the source in Shas, that Jewishness goes by the mother. Right? We learned earlier that the father, once the kid is Jewish, then it goes by the father, in terms of what Shevet, in terms of other halachas. But in terms of the mother, right here, Rav Shmuel Yochai, Damar Kra, ki Yosir es bincha me'acharai, talking about intermarriage, and he will take your son away. Who is this talking about? Rashi said this is talking about your non-Jewish son-in-law is going to take your grandson away. Right? What does that mean? Ki Yasser has bin Chah, but it's considered your grandson. It's, if it's from your daughter and your non-Jewish son-in-law, that's what the context of the pasuk is, so that's still called your son, meaning that grandson. So you see, with a Jewish mother, your daughter, the kid is going to be Jewish. Ki Yasser has bin Chah me'acharai. Bin Chah haba mi'Yisraelis kari bin Chah, vein bin Chah haba min ha'ovedes kochavim kari bin Chah ela bina. That is the source. Period. Amar Avina Shvamina. So you learn from that halacha. Ben Bitcha. Habam and Ovdeko Chavim Kari Bincha. Says the Gemara, name Aksava Ravina. If Ravina learns this from that, so shall we say Ravina holds Ovdeko Chavim Ve'evet Abba Abbas Yisrael Havlad Mamzer? So should we say that the opposite? So fine. If the mother is a non-Jew, the child's a non-Jewish. What if the mother's a Jew? So what does he say? One step down that the child's a Mamzer? There are different girsos in our Gemara. The Ritva has a different girsa. We're going to go with our girsa. Right? That right? Mamzer? So the Gemara said, no. Need to kosher lohave. Mamzer lohave. Pasul mikri. Fine, he's not kosher totally, but he's not a mamzer. If his father's a guy, he's not a mamzer. He's a pasul. Right? And this is the our girsa that we have in our Gemara, that a child whose mother is Jewish, whose father is a non-Jew, is not a mamzer. And he's a pasul. He's tainted somewhat, but there is no iser to marry such a child. Just two Rav Moshe's that we mentioned in the past. In terms of mamzeris also, Rav Moshe discusses what happens if a married woman is a famous tshuva in the Chelek Aleph of Evan Ezer. If a woman is impregnated through in vitro fertilization, meaning there's no maisabia. The case was in 1961. The case was a woman who went many years, more than 10 years, without a child. And the doctors are saying it's really your husband that's not able to be molded. She is so distraught and so upset, without telling her husband, she went to a doctor and had the sperm of another man put into her without the reshus of her husband. And now she's pregnant, and now she's like, oy vey, am I nasera salbaila? Right, did I just do something? I'm a married woman who was with another man. Am I considered that I was with another man? Says Rav Moshe, I'm not saying you did the right thing, but there is no Isra Labayla, and there is no Mamzerus without a Maisabiyah. That's Rav Moshe's Chiddush, which others follow, not all, but that's Rav Moshe's Chiddush. And that's the case of Nolad Ba'ambati, that's spoken about in the days of the Gemara, in the days of the early Achronim. Ben Sira Nisabra Aidei Shenichnas Hazera Shal Acher B'Me'el Bambati Sheniskar B'Gemara Ukahada Osen Arofim B'Zmanenu Eino Mamzer Va'av Shahaya Zera Shal Echon Mikroveha Kagon Me'aviha Uvecha Me'aviachia. Doesn't matter whose sperm it is, even if it's one of her Arayos Erva. So there's no Mamzeris there, because Mamzeris is when there is a, and then Rav Moshe discusses, and this is what the big controversy is, it better to have a non-Jewish donor? Because then there's no issues of mamzer of marrying a relative, right? The kid's not a mamzer, but maybe it's related to the father, and that's a big discussion. What Rav Moshe said, and then he changed. There's a big discussion in that case. Then does the father have to support this child? Many very interesting halachas about that. That's number one. Number two, Rav Moshe has the case which we mentioned also in various contexts. That was Evan Ezer Chelek Aleph. This is Evan Ezer Chelek Dalid Simen Chav Gimel. Somebody is going out with a guy, and Im Yisa Labito Bachar Shu Tabet Chacham Yerei Shemayim. Somebody's daughter is going out with a guy. He has all the milas Tabet Chacham Yerei Shemayim Midas Tovos Yisharos, but his mother was not frum, maybe even now, but for sure the mother was not frum when he was born. So you have to worry that he's a ben hanida, that he's a ben, maybe she was with a guy, who knows? Maybe he's pasul, right? Maybe he's, right, as our Gemara says here, and the question is that in Kala Rabasi, it discusses, there are certain simanim, right? So maybe we should be choshesh that you can't marry this guy. Says Rav Moshe, those simanim are all about midas ra'os. As panim v'chulu, so says Rav Moshe, unbelievable. If this guy has all the milas and all the midos, that's a raya that he's not a ben hanida. Maybe the mother went to the ocean that day, and even with a bathing suit on a daraisa level, chatzitza is only miyata of the body. Roger goes through, he says, you know, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it if the child is, as long as the child's not a mamzer, which we paskin, goy or nida, there's no mamzeris, then it is okay. Okay, a lot more to discuss there, but let's continue. Says the Gemara, fine. So now we have a source that when it comes to a non-Jew, there's no tfisas kiddushin, and there's no mamzeris, and the child follows. If the mother is not Jewish, the child's not Jewish. Hahu b'shiva goyim ksiv. This pasuk is by the seven nations that lived in Eretz Yisrael. Sharu mos minola, and how do you know the other umos, all the other nations? So amar krab, ki yasir es bincha. The Torah gives the reason. Ki yasir es bincha, he will turn your son, your grandson, to stray. L'rabos kol misirim, that includes all those who might cause him to stray. That means any non-Jews. Ha nichal Reb Shimon the darsh time at the krah. This is fine according to Reb Shimon, who darshins reasons for psukim, right? The sugi of darshan the krah, sugi in bamitzia. So according to Reb Shimon, we understand. Ela the rabbanan my time, but according to rabbanan, according to Reb Yehuda, what would be the reason, right? Why, how do you know to include all the non-Jews? Amar krah, v'achar kein tavo eleha uva alta. Right? With a pasuk, and what's the next phrase? The vagomer is important here. V'haisa l'chala isha. V'haisa. Michla de meikara lo tafsi bakidushin. V'haisa means by yifas toar. This pasuk is by yifas toar. After you convert her, then v'haisa l'chala isha. But beforehand, which is not talking about the seven nations, it's talking about anyone, so then there wouldn't be tfisas kiddushin. So that's how you know, no tfisas kiddushin by the other nations. Ashkelon devotapsi ba kiddushin vada kamosa minalan. How do you know the vod follows, sir? Amar krav, ki tihiyena le'ish v'yol dulo. Right, when he marries women, and there is tfisas kiddushin, then the children are connected to him. Kol hecha de karinan be ki tihiyena, karinan be v'yol dulo. If there's tfisas kiddushin, then the child's children follow him. V'chol hecha de lo karinan be ki tihiyena, lo karinan be v'yol dulo. Then they don't follow him. Period. There is a little question that we could ask on the Gemara related to the sugi of darshin and time and dekra. So what does that mean? Again, we always search around the Sefer HaChinuch, every mitzvah. We always try to figure out the reasons for mitzvos. It makes it more palatable for us. It makes it more tasty to us. As we know, tam is reason and taste. But the Gemara says, are we ever allowed to use those reasons to create, to expand or limit the contours of the mitzvah itself? That's the sugya of darshin on time at the krah. That's the machlokas of Rav Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda in the end of Bava Metzia, Kuf Tezvav, Rashi quotes the sugya. Fine, that's the machlokas. But the problem is that the Gemara there says that even according to Rabbi Yehuda, who is not darshin on time at the krah, if the Torah says it beferish, then even he would be darshin on time at the krah. So that's why when the Torah says that a king shouldn't marry too many wives because they will pull away his heart, that even Rabbi Yehuda would agree to that. So what's the Gemara asking here? The Torah says, right, ki yasir is bincha. That's a reason. So what's the Gemara asking? It works according to Rabbi Shimon, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you don't have to shine a diamond to cross. Yes, you are. In the case where the Gemara is the Torah is mefurish about it. That's a difficulty. The Gemara maybe assumes that this is not a beferish reason as much of the other reasons. You have to say something, but that is a difficulty. Rav Asher Weiss, we've mentioned in the past, has a beautiful piece in Chukas, where he discusses the difference between a tam ha-mitzvah and what he calls a hagdara la-mitzvah. A hagdara la-mitzvah. We've discussed very often, right, is this mitzvah or a matir? Right, a chalitza. Is it a mitzvah or a matir? Meaning, let's say the woman is 100 years old. She's never getting married again. Is there still a mitzvah for her to do chalitza? Or is it just a matir? She has no plans to get remarried. She doesn't have to do it. So isn't that trying to figure out the reason for the mitzvah? Oh, what's the reason? Is it about, you know, about getting remarried? So the Bichas Asher says, no, in certain contexts, you have to say that it's not about the tam for the mitzvah. It's about the mahus of the mitzvah. That the Rishonim are trying to be magdir the mitzvah. How do you know when it's a tam, when it's a hagdara? You gotta look at the mefarshim and figure it out. But you have that by chalitza and by many other contexts. He quotes by Hanaka and Hafaris the Darim. Right, the Gemara says, call Isha aldaz baila hino deris. And therefore, if her husband wouldn't have wanted it, sometimes we could get rid of the neder. What do you mean? She made a neder. We're trying to give a reason. Oh, she does it, aldaz the husband, and therefore it wouldn't apply. That's not a tam ha-mitzvah. That's part of the hagdara of the mitzvah. The hagdara, that's not darshin time at the krah. But masha amru b'nedarmu b'nida, kabu es hagdaras hadin v'yesod of o tam hadin. right? That's the ikar. But again, sometimes it's a little tricky. What's the tam and what's the hagdara? So you have to figure it out, looking and analyzing within each one. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Beis Hashem, we'll continue tomorrow with the end of the third perek and the start of the final perek of Seder Nashim, of Meseches Kiddushin. Okay, we'll stop here. Parsha Shir is tonight.